Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. This is your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into another awesome and wonderful episode of Larry's Biblecast. So this is going to be a short episode today, but I wanted to make sure that we get into this week or this day. Today is April the 3rd, and we are getting into the Holy Week episode of this Biblecast. So listen, I have been going through some devotionals that I wanted to share with you and read with you through the YouVersion Bible app. It's one of my favorite apps that I like to share and share the encouragement through God's word with some of you. Again, I want to first of all thank you and appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in, just kind of checking out the podcast and whatever you're getting from the podcast, even if it's something of encouragement. Maybe you are a Christian that already is familiar with God's word and familiar with the love of God. And I pray that, first of all, that if you are, this something that's helping to encourage you and encourage you in your faith and your faith walk with the Lord. But I also pray that you will also share this with someone who is seeking the Lord, seeking a more closer walk with the Lord, or even maybe this person hasn't discovered the Lord in their lives. But I want and I pray that this podcast reaches those that are not even a believer yet, not even a Christian yet, not even calling themselves religious yet. But I pray that you are someone that's seeking God. I pray that this episode even will help encourage you to fulfill that, seeking the Lord in your life, whether it's something to change your life. Amen. So that's my prayer. That's my prayer today. Listen, I will be getting into day two of My Utmost for His Highest, which is the title of this devotion for this week. And again, like I said, this is a Holy Week edition of the podcast. The reason why it's entitled Holy Week, because as of this time of this recording, this is in celebration or observance of Holy Week. And what is Holy Week, you may ask? Well, Sunday was on April 2nd was considered Palm Sunday. And during this whole entire week, this was the week in which would be considered maybe the last week in which we consecrate or we commemorate the life of Jesus on earth before he went to the cross. Now, I will say quickly that the crucifixion of Christ is not just a biblical event of where you can definitely read more detail and understand it more fully in God's word in the Bible. But let me tell you, some of you may not understand, may not realize this, but the crucifixion of Christ was also a historical event. Remember, Jesus Christ was not just someone that you read in the Bible, but if you search your history and you go back in ancient history and, you know, Israel's history or Jewish history, I should say, you will find the messianic scriptures or messianic message of Christ, even in history, even in that. He's a prophetic figure as well, meaning in the Old Testament, how many Old Testament prophets have begun to prophesy about the coming of Messiah. He is also a historical figure. That means that when he intruded into our timeline, that our timeline is split between AD and BC. That means BC being before Christ and AD after death. So understand how significant Jesus Christ is, not just in the sense of the Bible, or some people would say, well, he's just a religious figure, but he is also he is a historical figure. He is someone that you cannot ignore. You cannot ignore who Jesus Christ is. And if you understand that, you also have to go along with what you have to understand what he preached and what he taught. And he taught about the kingdom of God. He talked about the love of God. He talked about his mission of what he was here for. Okay. And again, hopefully you are someone that's either seeking the Lord in your life. Hopefully after hearing this or maybe other messages, I do believe that I don't speak just for myself, but I also speak along with other believers that are out there that are either spreading the message of Jesus Christ and holding true to the love of God. Understand that if you are seeking the Lord, just understand that God loves you. He wants the best for you. He wants you to understand him in a way that only you can. Amen. And I encourage you today, if you're seeking the Lord in your life, to seek him. Seek him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Give a sincere sought after search in your life. That is the best decision that you can make in your life. I know there's so many other decisions that people make, whether it's getting married, maybe having their first job, maybe having a family. Those are all great decisions. Those are all great earthly decisions. But one of the best decisions that you can make, which will have great results, not only in this life, but in the life to come, is to give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ through Jesus Christ. Basically, give your life to God through Jesus Christ, okay? And again, I'll belabor the point of giving you the salvation message, but I will eventually offer that for those of you that are seeking the Lord. Not in this episode, perhaps, but it will be later in this week. And I pray, again, that we kind of take a commemorative attitude about what it is, how important it was for God to offer his son, Jesus Christ. For those of us, we may have heard this message so many times, but I really feel in my heart that this is such a time as this in the world that we're living in to get close as we can to the Lord in our lives, and to also take seriously what it was, the gift that God has given us, and how we can become better for him. Amen. So I hope and pray that this is an awesome message for you. Anyways, I hope that you're doing well this week. Continue to have a wonderful week as we go through this Holy Week. And again, sit back and relax. And thank you again for listening to Larry's Biblecast. So welcome back. So we're going to get right into day two of this wonderful devotional entitled My Utmost for His Highest, the Holy Week edition. How are you guys doing today so far? And so we're going to get right into this. And the title of today's devotional is called Will You Lay Down Your Life? Let's read that one more time. Will you lay down your life? Is the title for this day two devotional. Again, for My Utmost for His Highest, Holy Week edition. And I hope and I pray that this entire week you'll stick with me as we continue on this 8-day devotional. In just kind of going through a time of reflection and consecration for this entire week. Some of you may understand and know that beginning of this month of April the 2nd is considered Palm Sunday, and such a wonderful time in which some of us, even at church, maybe the preacher or your pastor may be preaching and teaching or have taught on the significance of Palm Sunday and when Jesus Christ had came and was riding in on a donkey. And then people were celebrating and commemorating Jesus Christ's entry into the city of Jerusalem. This was something that was foretold of the Old Testament prophetically about a time when the king would be coming into the city of Jerusalem, and they would be celebrating by laying down palm branches as he walked in. And this was, I want to say it was a scripture out of the book of Isaiah. I don't have the reference scripture in front of me right now, but I believe it was out of the book of Isaiah that he begins to talk about the coming king. So again, hopefully you got a chance to either hear this message, or perhaps you will be able to look it up, and like I should be looking it up as well, about Palm Sunday. It's such a significant time, and also the beginning of what we consider Holy Week. And so this entire week will be a time of consecration, and as well as what I am doing right now this week, a time of consecration and reflection about a lot of things, whether it be your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you that may have been Christians for, or believers for a very long time, may even want to consider reevaluating your walk with the Lord, and just seeing how things can be more just more closer with the Lord. That's one of my prayers. So listen, I have read the title already. Let's go into a word of prayer real quick and see what God has for us today. Let's pray real quick. Father God, we just thank you so much, Lord, for just your sacrifice of your Son, of your giving of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the shed blood on the cross, Lord, and we thank you for just the things that you have done. It's not so much about ourselves, but it is about you. Help us to get to a place where we take ourselves out of the equation, even out of the equation of our life, Lord, and help us to be more focused on you. Help us to be more requiring of what shall we do for you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this message that we're getting ready to go into today. Help us to get something from this devotional and apply it to our lives. Lord, give me the words to say, and possibly the knowledge and inspiration that I can give to someone that may be listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, as we begin, again, it says, will you lay down your life, which is a question of the title of this devotional today. And we're going to start off. It says, Jesus does not ask me to die for him, but to lay down my life for him. Peter said to the Lord, I will lay down my life for your sake. And he meant it. And we can find this reference in John chapter 13, verse 37. He had a magnificent sense of the heroic. For us to be incapable of making this same statement Peter made would be a bad thing. Our sense of duty is only fully realized through our sense of heroism. Has the Lord ever asked you, will you lay down your life for me, for my sake? Found in John chapter 13, verse 38. It is much easier to die than to lay down your life day in and day out with the sense of the high calling of God. We're not made for the bright, shiny moments of life, but we have to walk in light of them in our everyday ways. There was only one bright, shining moment in the life of Jesus, and that was on the Mount of Transfiguration. It was there that he emptied himself of his glory for the second time, and then came down into a demon-possessed valley. For 33 years, Jesus laid down his life to do the will of his Father. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Yet it is contrary to our human nature to do so. If I am a friend of Jesus, I must deliberately and carefully lay down my life for him. It is a difficult thing to do so, and thank God that it is. Salvation is easy for us because it costs God so much. But the exhibiting of salvation in my life is difficult. God saves a person, fills him with the Holy Spirit, and then says in effect, now you work it out in your life and be faithful to me, even though the nature of everything around you is to cause you to be unfaithful. And Jesus says to us, I have called you friend. Remain faithful to your friend and remember that his honor is at stake in your bodily life. Wow. So such a short devotional here. Let's get let's read a couple of the verses that are in this devotional today. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. This is found in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13. And then the last one is found in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 15. It says, I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friend since I have told you everything the Father told me. Let's talk about John 15 and 15 for a second. This is Jesus Christ talking to his disciples here. And we notice here, he says that I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. He says, now you are my friend since I have told you everything the Father told me. Isn't that interesting? So we see immediately the intimacy that we have in this relationship. It's an intimacy that's just amazing. In other words, one of the things that we have to remember today is that we're not slaves to a master, but we are Jesus' friend. And one of the things to also remember, as we read in the previous verse, in verse 13 of John 15, was the fact that he laid his life down for his friends. He made this very crystal clear to his disciples. And I'm sure he's making it crystal clear to us. See, it's one thing to maybe read in the Bible that Jesus Christ, what Jesus Christ done on the cross. But today, I think that in light of everything that we now see and what we've read, it's also telling us that he just want us to learn it or maybe read it or even maybe to what's going on right now, you're listening to it. It's the fact that he wants you to believe it and he wants you to know it from your heart. He wants you to know it that I'm your friend. I'm not someone that I have to make you do anything, but he already exhibits how much he loves you because, like the Bible says, or like it says here, that no greater love than to lay down one's life for lay down one's life for one's friend. He calls you friend. And that's a beautiful example. That's just a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ and how he really feels about you. Let me ask you this. After hearing this, do you really believe and truly believe in your heart that Jesus is your friend? And perhaps maybe that's something that you might want to think about today. Do you just see him as some religious figure? Do you see him as a historical figure? Do you see him as just a figure of a person as in the Bible only? Sometimes I know when I first started off learning about God in my life, sometimes I had to, you know, as I got older and I began to seek out the Lord in my life, I had to see him more than just someone or something that, say, someone was talking about in church or at the church. Maybe something that you think about just on Sunday. If you are just that person that's still trying to figure it out, I challenge you right now to pray, talk to him. You know, sincerely from your heart. There's not a certain way that I would say that you need to pray. I would just say you just need to open your heart, open your expression of how you feel, and just talk to him. Simply ask him today to come into your life, come into your heart. If you don't feel close to him, ask him, Lord, I want to get closer to you. I want to begin to know you. I want to begin to know you, not just through just reading your word, but also through intimacy of prayer, through fellowship, through talking to him. Sometimes reading your word, sometimes reading the Bible in your in the Bible verses. Sometimes you want to get to the place of I'm listening or I'm reading this, but I need you to explain it to me. I need you to talk to me. And God will show you and open up ways for you to understand his word and even understand him better. I think that through all the religious jargon that we go through in life, sometimes going to church, maybe hearing others that maybe are in church or maybe others that are either spiritual or religious, everybody kind of has their own, I guess, their own perspective. But one of the things that I learned in my life as I came to know the Lord in my life is I could not lean on what other people had said or what other people taught me or, you know, being raised in a Christian home. I couldn't lean on that. I had to have my own experience and I had to lean on or do my own search and seeking the Lord for my life. I knew I had a general sense of who God was, thanks to my parents, thanks to, you know, my upbringing. And that was a great foundation, but I wanted to know him for myself. I wanted to seek the Lord for myself. Maybe that might be you today. Maybe you are the type of person that you want to find out who he is by yourself without someone telling you or preaching to you or talking to you. So I challenge you today. I challenge you to seek him, and not just in one day, and try to be patient, because a lot of times, and it's just how we are, sometimes our character of our who we are, our personality, sometimes we're impatient. Sometimes we want the answer now, or we have certain expectations of how God perhaps should answer us or what we're supposed to expect to hear. I want you to be able to just kind of block all that out your mind and your expectations, and sincerely from your heart, ask him about him. You know, I'm gonna tell you, and again, this doesn't have to be your experience, but one of my experiences or my first experience with the Lord and knowing the Lord in my life is when I seek him and I sought after him. I read his word. I began to read more of his word. Now, I'm not the type of person that read the Bible from cover to cover. And I didn't sit up here and I just read from Genesis all the way to Revelations and had to read each and every book of the Bible. I didn't do that in the beginning. I simply went to a book that I was familiar with and what I felt the Lord was showing me, to telling me to go. And that was in the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is not, I'm not going to say that is the book that God wants you to read, but that's what he led me to read. This is just my testimony of what drew me closer to him. And as I began to read the Gospel of John and I began to read more about Jesus Christ and what he was about and what he stood for, and I began to read about the disciples and learn about them as they followed the Lord, I began to see all the things that he went through, all the challenges, you know, and not just the challenges, but the miracles and the compassion that he had. See, one thing that I learned about Jesus Christ in the Bible was not only was he showed that he was God in the flesh by doing the miracles, by the things that he did and things that he said. And it was hard because, remember, people like me and you, they seen him as human. They didn't see him like as this supernatural God. They saw him as a regular human man like me and you. They saw the flesh. They saw a man standing there with two arms and legs and feet. He didn't look any different than no one around there. So it was hard. But the beautiful thing about it, me being that I kind of knew that this was Jesus Christ, I began to read more and more. And as I began to read, I began to pray. And as I began to do both and spend more time in the Word and spending more intimate time by myself learning and wanting to seek him more, God himself began to make himself more real to me in my life. I began to understand him more. I began to seek him more. But I'm going to tell you one other thing that began to happen. God began to show me myself. The closer I seemed to get with God, the more I began to see myself, my humanity, my imperfection, my imperfection of who I was and am, showed me how undone I was. You know, God is holy and he's perfect and he's wonderful and he's beautiful in so many ways that the closer I got to him, the more I saw myself in the sin that I had in my life. I wanted to change. I wanted to become better. I wanted to love him more and become more like him. I wanted him to cleanse me from the inside out. You know, one thing about it is when you get close to God, you begin to see yourself in an honest and more sincere way, not somebody telling you. And it's a difference between you feeling bad about yourself. It's more like you begin to see how your need of him, your need to be more pure from the inside out. All the things that God sees in us, you may not understand and may not even agree until you get closer and closer to him. So I know this today is a day of consecration. Talking more about getting closer to the Lord. Talking more about his son, Jesus Christ, and what has happened, what is happening in this whole week of, say, Holy Week. You know, understanding that. And we see this here in the devotion as we read here. Will you lay down your life? See, it's one thing that Jesus understood what he had to do. But now when you accept Christ in your life, when you make a decision in your life to say, I want to be more like you. I understand that Jesus laid his life down for me. What does that mean for me to lay my life down for him? And I'm not going to tell you exactly what it means verbatim, because to me, that is your journey. That is your walk with the Lord. That is your path to understanding what it is that God wants you to do in your life. Like it gives you an example in our devotion when we was reading in John 13:37, when Peter says to Jesus, I will lay down my life for your sake. And he meant it. He meant it in a way that, remember, he was in front of him physically, and he saw the things that was to come. He began to understand that people were eventually going to plot to kill Jesus. Okay? He said that I will never let you go through what I think you're going to be going through. He was willing to jump in front of Jesus and quote unquote take the bullet for Jesus, because you know why? Because he didn't want Jesus to suffer. But let me tell you something. Jesus was willing to suffer for you and for me and for Peter. He was willing to do this because this is exactly what the plan of God was. As many times as we look and we read this story about Jesus Christ and what he did, laid his life down for us, sometimes we find in our lives like he says, will you lay down your life for me? That could mean a sacrifice. That means more getting closer to him. Maybe it's understanding what God wants you to do in your life for the kingdom of God. Who knows what that will be? But I encourage you today to make today and this week a time of reflection and a time of getting closer to him and dedicating this time to not just go and do something of religiously, do something, whatever it is. Ask the Lord sincerely what it is that you want him to do in your life, or what you want to do for yourself in your life to be more closer to him. Amen. I know that this is kind of a maybe a open type of devotional, or maybe a little bit of a talk that seems to be kind of a little bit vague or whatnot. But I promise you, if you take just that time and just give your life to the Lord, begin to talk with Him more and more, and not just once a day, but every single day, every single day, I pray that you get closer to Him. I pray that you listen intently for His word and for His voice to talk to you. I pray that you will find that intimacy. And that's only between you and Him. Listen, one thing I will say is that you'll find out how much God really loves you and how much He adores you. And through this process, and how much closer that He wants you to be with Him. Well, that's about it. That's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this little bit of encouragement. I pray that you find this very seeks you well. Again, if you desire, please subscribe and share this podcast with someone you may love and may need to hear this encouraging word of the message of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We'll be getting right back into day 3 of My Utmost for His Highest. Just kind of something to kind of reflect and think on again. Remember, this is Holy Week. This is the same week in which Christ was hung on the cross for us, where He sacrificed His life for us. But then at the end, it doesn't end on a bad note, but He eventually rises from the dead. And then we celebrate his resurrection, His victory over death, His victory not only over death, but over sin and our sin and the sacrifice that was made and how our sin has been paid in full. Again, you might have heard this message almost every year or maybe every time that you just kind of channel surfing or whatever it may be. But I pray again that you just take this time of this week, just giving God some of your time out of your busy schedule, and just sitting down and talking with Him. Shut the TV down, shut the radio down, shut whatever it is that may be distracting you, and just spend that alone time, some sincere alone time with the Master of the Universe, with the Heavenly Father. All right. Again, I'll be talking to you soon. God bless.